When asked, Jennifer Jarrett says it's hard to choose which sounds of Yellowstone she finds the most memorable.
So I think I would start off, I guess I would lead with fountain paint pots. That one for me is amazing. I can easily stand there for 20 minutes and just kind of turn my mind off and let that sound just really fill me up. And it's almost like a meditation. It's so layered and complex, and there's so much going on. I love in the springtime the snipe that fill the air.
Those are just two of the recordings Jarrett made as part of her Yellowstone Collection project. While the project creates a new way for visitors to experience the park's landscapes and animals, it also documents moments in time.
You know, these sounds might go away. You know, our landscapes are changing, our soundscapes are changing. You know, things like climate change, habitat loss, even just the presence of people in the park changes the acoustic environment.
And all of those visitors present an interesting challenge for Jarrett.
Yellowstone is a noisy place. It's kind of like there are two Yellowstones, I guess. And when you're way deep in the backcountry, that kind of beautiful, pure, clean, natural sound is a reality. But when you're in the front country and you're close to the roads, it's a really different experience.
At the same time, Jarrett says, the people and the noises of human activity are part of the Yellowstone experience. She says she plans on documenting some of that this year on the project. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.